Participants at the five-day economic conference approved and adopted more than 150 resolutions aimed at reforming the country's economy. The resolutions include competitive recruitment of labor force in the public service, investing the country's oil revenues into agriculture, tourism, and mining. Speaking during the closing ceremony of the conference, President Salva Kiir says the outbreak of conflict in 2013 affected the country's economy. President Kiir says it is time to change the narrative, emphasizing that the resolutions passed during the conference should form a policy for economic transformation.
I would like to assure you that these resolutions will be implemented because we plan to give them a government-wide backing. It will not be up to the Ministry of Finance and Planning to decide what to do with the resolutions. They will be tabled in the Council of Ministers by the Minister of Finance himself and Planning for further discussions.
South Sudan's Minister of Finance and Planning, Barnaba Chol, called for a collective will from the government to implement ideas discussed during the economic conference. He acknowledges that the journey towards diversifying the country's economy is challenging.
It is a journey that requires collaboration among government institutions, private sector, civil societies, and our international partners. In closing, I want to emphasize that this conference is not the end, but rather the beginning of a new era for South Sudan. It is a call for action, a call to transform our economy, and a call to empower our people.
John Aprot Akech, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Juba, says the resolutions are good as long as the country's leaders show readiness to implement their ideas proposed at the conference.
I think they are possible, you know, as long as we have political will and to put resources where our mouth is, nothing is impossible.
Ahmed Morjan, a lecturer of economics at the University of Juba, calls for the implementation of the resolutions to address some of the challenges facing the country's economy.
You know, the economy is already hitting, and if it is not implemented, the implementers or those in position of implementing, they are also feeling it, and because it is hitting actually all the sectors.
South Sudan's economy continued to weaken over the past few years. The South Sudanese pound has continued to depreciate periodically. Over the past 5 months, the pound has depreciated by around 35% against the United States dollar, weakening the purchasing power of South Sudanese. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.